This mic? Oh, we on? Great. Good morning and welcome to worship in Railway Street Presbyterian this morning on this first Sunday of Advent. Welcome, church family, and welcome to you if you're visiting with us this morning. We are so glad that you are here. My name is Hannah and I am the Youth and Children's Ministry Coordinator here. This morning we join together for our all-age Christmas gift service. A time for us to join together as a whole church family at the start of the Advent season to worship God and to praise him for the gift of his son. This morning we're going to sing together and pray together. We're going to read God's word and hear it explained to us. So as we begin, hear these words from 1 John chapter 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can call you that we can call you our Father. Thank you for your love that you have lavished on us through Jesus. Thank you that through him we can be called your children. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to worship you here this morning. Please be with us. Meet us through your word. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, praising you for sending him to earth as a baby and looking forward to when he will come again as king and judge. Soften and change our hearts that we might go back into the world reflecting that we are your children. All for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin our time together this morning by praising God as we sing. We're going to sing two songs. And during this first song, the beginners are going to join in with the music. I think most of the beginners are at the front already. But if not, you can come join and join in with the music. Join your leaders at the front. So let's stand and sing. We're going to begin with Angels We Have Heard on High. Our Bible reading this morning is from John's Gospel, from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. So if you have a Bible with you, please turn there. Or there are Bibles in the pews. You can find the reading on page 1061. And Leo and Emily are going to come and read that for us.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself of God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known."
Well done, Emily and Leo. It's a great joy to have Ryan with us this morning. Ryan and his wife are very good friends of mine, and Ryan is the assistant minister in Mays Presbyterian and is here this morning to help us understand God's word better so that we might know and love God more and live for him. So I'm going to invite Ryan to come up and speak now, and if there are any kids from Kids Church or beginners who'd like to come to the front, that'd be great.
Good morning. It's really nice to be with you this morning. And boys and girls, if there are any who want to come on up to the front, it's great. So this morning I have with me some newspapers. Anyone read the newspaper? No, of course not. But I have with me some newspapers this morning, and I'm wondering if you could read, if I could have some volunteers to read out the news this morning. Yeah, if you would like to read, can you read this one? What does it say up at the top?
Good news.
Good news. Good news, thank you very much. Yeah, so we've got good news this morning. I think I've got some blue tack here, and we'll stick this up. Hannah, can I give this to you? So we've got good news, and what else have we got? Anyone else want to read? Do you want to read this one? What does it say?
Because of Christmas, we can know God.
Okay, so we've got good news, and because of Christmas, we can know God. That's one reason that Christmas is good news. Because of Christmas, we can know God. And anyone else want to read? Yeah, would you like to?
Because of Christmas, we can become a child of God.
Because of Christmas, we can become a child of God. So these are some of the things we're going to be thinking about this morning. That Christmas is good news. And we've got two reasons we're going to think about this morning. The first one, because of Christmas, we can know God. And that is really good news that we're going to think about this morning. And so in John chapter 1, verse 18, in John chapter 1, verse 18, I'll read it to us. Oh yeah, it's on the screen. It says, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." And so this morning we're thinking about how Jesus came into this world to make God known to us. But we want to think about what sort of God this God is. We want to think about who Jesus is and what kind of God he is. And to help us do that this morning, I've got some items with me, and we're going to have a little bit of a Christmas trivia quiz this morning. So anyone, any of the boys and girls, any of you see some of these items at home? Anyone got their lights up? Who's got their lights up in the church family? Anyone got their lights up at home? We put up our lights yesterday. And we've got, and if you flick to the next slide, please. We've got a Christmas cracker. We're looking forward to Christmas and be able to do that. And the first question this morning is, who created the first Christmas cracker? This maybe is a little bit of a tricky question, but as a whole church family, maybe we can participate this morning. And so the option A, Queen Victoria, option B, William Morris, or option C, Tom Smith. So I wonder, does anyone want to have a guess this morning, or anyone know which option it is? Yeah? You might be a funny joke inside. I'm not sure. Well, we'll have to wait the Christmas day before we find out what's inside this one. But anyone want to shout out which option they think? Option A, option B, option C. Who created the first Christmas cracker? Tom Smith. I've heard Tom Smith. That's the right answer. So Tom Smith created the first Christmas cracker. Okay, we've got the next slide, please. And who created, anyone got an advent calendar? Did anyone have a sweet this morning? Yeah. Well, if you haven't yet, you need to go home and get one.
I got two.
You got two, wow.
I
Wow, that's great. So who created the first Advent calendar? Was it option A, Gerard Lang, option B, Archibald Forn, or option C, Ingrid Hoffman? So what do we think? Option A, option B, option C, who created the first Advent calendar? C? Did you say C? Oh, sorry, I got mixed up there. It's not C. anyone else want to? Yeah. A. It's option A. You got the right answer. Well done. Yeah, so option A, Gerard Lang created the first Advent calendar. And then we've got some Christmas tree lights. And who created the first electric Christmas tree lights? Option A, Thomas Edison. Option B, Charles Bennett. Option C, Edward Johnson. Anyone want to? Yeah? B? No, not B. Anyone else? Yeah. C, yes, it was option C. Edward Johnson created the first string of electric Christmas tree lights. So some of those questions were quite tricky this morning and we were maybe guessing, but they were all questions about who created the first and some sort of item that we bring out at Christmas time. And at Christmas time, we're thinking about Jesus Christ, his arrival into this world. And all these things are things that were created in history, in time and space by someone. They all created these things. But what we want to think about this morning is Jesus, the creator of this world, the creator of all things. He created the lions and the smallest of insects. He created the mountains and the roaring seas. He created you and he created me. We want to think about Jesus this morning, the creator of all things. And that is who came into this world at Christmas time. And in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, if you listen really carefully, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." I wonder, were you listening really carefully, and did you hear? All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so we're thinking about Jesus, the creator of all things. Incredible verses that remind us that Jesus created all things and he came into this world at Christmas time. And later on in the passage that we had read earlier in John chapter 1, in verse 14, we're also told that the Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He made his dwelling among us. Now, boys and girls, this is the first time this morning that you've met me. My name is Ryan, and I haven't met you before, and we don't really know each other. But imagine this morning that I had with me a tent, okay? I had with me a tent, and I decided that I was going to pitch my tent in your church building this morning. I was going to pitch my tent here, and I was going to, I've decided that I'm going to live in your church building. Okay, now we'll maybe park the weirdness of that for a moment, but imagine I was going to live here in your church building, and every week that you come in into church, I would be coming out of my tent, and you would be able to get to know me, you'd be able to talk to me, you'd be able to see me, and we would get to know each other if I pitched my tent here and lived right among you. You'd be able to get to know me, wouldn't you, if I was living here and was living right among you? Well, in the verse that we just read, we're told that Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling right among us. He made his dwelling among us so that we could get to know God. In the Old Testament, God dwelt among his people. He lived among his people. And at one period in the Old Testament, we read about how he dwelled, his presence in the tabernacle, which was like a tent. But when we come to the New Testament, when we come to Christmas, Jesus comes into the world and he makes his dwelling among us. God comes into this world so that we can get to know him. So just as we're thinking a little bit about how if I was to pitch my tent right here, if I were to live among you, you'd be able to get to know me, you'd be able to see me, we'd be able to get to know each other. Well, at Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who came into this world so that we could get to know God. And that's really good news this morning. As we think about Christmas, it's really good news that Jesus came into this world so that we can get to know God. God, the creator of this world, the creator of you and me, the creator of all things, came into this world at Christmas so that we can get to know God. And that's really good news this morning. So that's the first thing we're thinking about this morning. And in a moment, we're going to think about how we can know God and we can know him as our Father. So the news just gets even better. The good news of Christmas is we can know God, and it gets even better because we can know God as our Father. We can become a child of God because of Christmas. You've listened really well, and we're going to sing now, I think, and then we're going to think a little bit more about God's word together later in our service.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to be hearing more from Ryan in a little bit, but we're going to sing together now. During this song, children, you can go back to your seats, but on your way back, in just a minute, make sure to take with you, there's a newspaper here, your own newspaper, to take back, and there's little bits for you to fill in or to draw, and you'll need to listen later to Ryan for other bits that you can fill in. So take a newspaper, take some a pencil with you. And during this song, we're also going to be taking up our offering and our gifts for the Belfast City Mission Toy Appeal. And there are going to be some people going around with the offering plates with large gift bags. If you have something for the Toy Appeal, you can put your gift into there. But let's worship God together as we sing and give our offering.
Folks, once again, on behalf of the governing body of the Belfast City Mission, I want to thank you sincerely for the wonderful gifts that you have brought voluntarily to pass on, and I'll be doing that tomorrow. And all those gifts will be going up to Glencairn City Mission Hall, and all the other churches and organisations, their gifts will go there. And then the missionaries will be spreading them around those places where young folk have the greatest need. One thing I would mention, there are envelopes sitting on the front vestibule table, and if you give financially checks or money, so long as it's that, it can be gift-aided. Now, you can't gift-aid tokens, you can't gift-aid anything other than a financial donation. One of the joys that I have had over the years being involved in the Belfast City Mission is the work of outreach. And I know of recent times PW has had our executive secretary speaking, and also one Sunday evening when I was down in the mission hall that I'm involved in, one of our missionaries was speaking, and I think that was September. The other thing that pleases me, I'm delighted this Sunday morning that Hannah is looking after this aspect of the service. I am the treasurer of the Belfast City Mission and have been it for about 23 years. Prior to me being the treasurer, Hannah's grandfather was the treasurer and I took over from him. And it's wonderful that Hannah, with that connection, is looking after this morning's service. So just want to say again, a sincere thank you. If anybody forgot about it, next week you can also bring, and I know Hannah will be able to, or Adeline will be able to look after any other gifts that may come. So thank you once again. most sincerely.
Morning, folks. It's the only time you have to listen to me today. It's great this morning because Hannah's giving everybody the nod and telling them when they're meant to get up and do things. Good to see you all this morning, folks. Just a few announcements at this stage. First of all, to thank Andy McGrath and his team. I don't know who all was involved, Andy, but if you were down here on Friday night, thank you so much for putting up the tree, decorating our meeting house, and changing the banner. I'm always glad when I don't have to watch that, because I still remember when Roger used to go up the ladder to change that banner. My heart would stop. But thanks, Andy, and the folks who were down here on Friday evening doing that. Would district elders please collect gifts for distribution, folks, from the upper room? Can I ask you to do that before the choir practice? Because if you go in during the choir practice and distract that, Janet will be cross with you. So, elders, if you have things to collect there, please. Sorry?
They're welcome anytime.
They're welcome anytime. Janet may still be looking a few extra men for the singing. Then this evening, folks, we're having an informal service in the link at 6:30 p.m. This evening is going to be led by members of our senior youth group, so that's a praise and prayer time in the link at 6:30 tonight. Do come and join us for that, and encourage, support our young folks as they lead us. Roger's already thanked you for your giving today. Folks, I want to thank you for your giving over the last number of weeks. It's been truly extraordinary. There's been so much, again, I know so much has been asked of you, and yet, as always, you've responded to that magnificently. That goes back to our harvest offering for tear funds and Christian aid, the many, many shoeboxes that were filled, hundreds of items that went to the Lisburn Food Bank, all the items today for the City Mission, and then all that you've given towards the Link Redevelopment Appeal. Happy to say that our Autumn Gift Day is now standing at $26,825. That's marvellous, folks. That's magnificent. I'm confident we might get this paid off before I retire, which would be really, really good. So thank you, and we will not be asking anything more of you, folks, this year. But thank you for such incredible generosity. The December to February bulletin, folks, is still available. We've got more of those printed because they nearly all went last week, but it's also available to download from the website, so you can get all the information there, a lot of stuff to take on board there. Elders, remember our Kirk Session prayer meeting in the link at 8 p.m. Tomorrow. And then next Saturday, folks, it is the BB and GB Christmas market. That's always a highlight in our calendar, and great to see each year such a crowd coming for that. And it takes a real effort from the team behind that. So that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Next Saturday. You can come down, get your breakfast first thing in the morning, visit the stalls, greet and chat with many folks who will be there, and hang around long enough, then breakfast becomes lunch and you can get your lunch as well. And you'll probably not need to eat again the rest of the day. The food's always magnificent. So that's from 10 to 2, and then there'll be the auction as part of that as well. And then the only other thing to say, next Sunday, folks, we return to our series. We'll be finishing this before Christmas. And again, you won't have to listen to me hardly next week. Again, folks, because next Sunday, as we return to what Christ thinks of the church, looking at the church in Sardis, Philip Yeshka, our ministry applicant who's been with us over these few weeks, Philip will be preaching for us next Sunday.
Where to sign my Bible?
I thought that was my Bible.
Oh. That's great. We're turning back to God's Word. So please keep your Bible open in John chapter 1. Boys and girls, we've already thought about how Christmas is good news, and you've got your newspaper. And we've already thought about how you can fill in here because of Christmas. We can know God. We've already thought about how this is good news because of Christmas. We can know God. And now we're going to think about, because of Christmas, we can become a child of God. So maybe you'd be able to fill that in. And we'll keep referring to some things maybe that you can can jot down as we think about God's word together. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to all who did receive him, to all who did receive Jesus, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And this is the really good news of Christmas. If we believe in Jesus, if we believe he died for our sins and rose again and lives today, if we believe in Jesus Christ, then we can become children of God. And this is really good news. If we believe in Jesus, God is our Father, and this makes all the difference for all of life. But when Jesus came to this world, there were some people who didn't want to know him. When Jesus came to this world, John 1 verse 11 says, he came to that which was his own. He came to his own people, but his own people did not receive him. Imagine for a moment, and boys and girls, you can imagine with us. Imagine for a moment, you're setting off on Christmas morning to visit a relative. You're going to visit them and spend Christmas with them. And you get into the car and you get packed up and you're heading off on the long journey to visit this someone that you love, to spend Christmas with them. And you're driving down the road and you take that familiar turn onto that familiar road and you start to approach the house. And then you see the door. You see that familiar door. You pull into the driveway and you get out of the car and you go up to the door. And you knock the door. You're so excited to spend Christmas with that person that you love. But imagine that person opened the door and they said to you, sorry, do I know you? And they shut the door on you. Imagine that for a moment. Wouldn't that be really sad? Wouldn't your heart sink? The person that you have traveled to see, the person that you love, the person that you want to spend Christmas with, shuts the door and says, sorry, dear, I know you. Well, in our Bible reading, it's a little bit like that, what we're told when Jesus came to this world. We're told he came to his own, he came to his own people, and they did not receive him. They didn't receive him. They shut the door on him, if you like. And boys and girls, still there are so many people that don't follow Jesus, that don't want to know him. Maybe in your school you know of boys and girls that don't love Jesus and that don't want to know him. And maybe on your sheet it says down at the bottom, things that I want to pray for. And maybe you could write down people that you know that don't love the Lord Jesus. And maybe you could pray with whoever's at home, you could pray for them today. Praying for those that do not know Jesus. And there'll be people in our family, people in our streets that don't know Jesus and don't want to know him. But for those of us that believe in Jesus this morning, Christmas is really good news. It's really good news because of Christmas, when we believe in Jesus, we become a child of God. And when you think of Christmas, I wonder, do you think of time spent with family, time spent around a tree, at opening presents, and maybe time spent with family over a Christmas meal, time spent with family laughing and listening to music and playing board games and all sorts of things. I don't know about you, but when I think of Christmas, often I think of family. And you know, when the Bible talks about Christmas, the Bible also talks about family. And so, in fact, in the Gospel according to Luke and in the Gospel according to Matthew, the Christmas story begins with a family. It begins with a family tree. The Christmas story begins with a family tree. When we read it at Christmas time, maybe we see all these names and sometimes they're hard for us to pronounce, maybe. But really, it's a record. It's a family tree. It's a record of Jesus' family. And so the Christmas story, when the Bible begins with a Christmas story, it begins by speaking and thinking about family. But the good news of Christmas is that we have a place in Jesus'
family, we have a place. And this is really good news. I wonder, boys and girls, are there any of you this morning that sometimes feel sad or lonely or scared? Maybe in school there are people, boys and girls, that maybe aren't always so nice. Or maybe sometimes you feel upset about schoolwork and you don't always feel so good about yourself. Even for those of us that are older, there are times in life when we feel sad and lonely and scared. But the good news of Christmas is that through believing in Jesus, through trusting in him, we become a child of God. And as a child of God, we are loved regardless of how good we are. As a child of God, we are cared for. As a child of God, God looks after us and cares about us ever so deeply. And therefore, when you feel sad and lonely or afraid, remember that God is your Father, that you are a child of his, and that he is your Father, and that he will never leave you. That's really good news this morning. Good news, there's a little box here, and it says, good news, and maybe below that you could write that God is our Father. And that's really good news this morning. And things that maybe we need to remember when we feel sad or lonely or afraid. Now, for those of us that are a bit older, I wonder, do you recognize the difference that it makes for all of life, the difference that it makes being a child of God? I think of the best Christmas movies. I wonder, as you think about those movies, don't they always sell us something that we really want? In the end, there's always the white Christmas that we dream of. There's the great picture of a most perfect-looking meal, the most perfect decorations. It's all spent with loved ones. And there's always a happily ever after moment in the best Christmas movies that we love. The best Christmas movies, they warm our hearts and they sell us something that we really, really want. And yet, you know yourself that we don't always experience the magical Christmas that we want, the magical Christmas that the Christmas movies sell to us. Instead, I think sometimes that the Christmas can feel less like those picture-perfect movies and feels a little bit more like that story by Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Let me explain what I mean by that. I think sometimes we can spend Christmas troubled over the past, troubled over the present, and troubled over what lies in the future. For some of us, maybe this Christmas, we might spend our time troubled over the past, spending it with the ghost of Christmas past, if you like. And no matter how hard we try to escape it, sometimes at Christmas it can be a season where we just end up reflecting on the past, on past mistakes, on feeling of regret, on missing loved ones. We end up spending part of our Christmas troubled over the past. Or we spend Christmas troubled about right now here in the present. No matter how hard we try to escape it, no matter how many bright lights and how much joy we try to fill our time with, deep down underneath it all, so sometimes we can feel, for some of us, lonely at Christmas or troubled over the current state of life. Or maybe some of us will spend Christmas with the ghost of Christmas future, if you like, anxious about what lies ahead, anxious about what comes after Christmas, what life might look like for us when all the decorations are brought down. But what if there was a way this morning for us to be saved from our guilt over the past and any of our past mistakes, be given hope in the present, and be saved from an anxious future? Well, Christmas is the answer. Believing in Jesus Christ, trusting in his death for our sins, trusting that he rose again victorious and lives today, that's the answer. Because when we believe in Jesus, we come to know God as our Father, and that makes all the difference for the past, the present, and the future. As a child of God, when we look at our past, no matter how much regret we have a heavenly Father who loves us, who forgives us, who takes away our shame and all our guilt. As a child of God, when we look at the present, No matter what currently threatens our life, nothing can separate us from his fatherly love towards us. And as a child of God, when we look to the future, there might be things that are uncertain. Many things might change. And even when the world shakes and changes, and even if our life begins to feel as though it's crumbling, our Heavenly Father's care for us is unchanging. And so don't you see this morning that Christmas brings good news that lasts beyond December 25th? Because of Christmas, we can know God, and even better, we can know him as our Father. We can become a child of his, and that makes all the difference for all of life, for our past, our present, and our future. Amen. And we thank God for this good news this morning, and someone is going to come and lead us in prayer, I think.
Thank you, Ryan. We are going to pray now. Children, on your sheets, there are three pictures. Those are the things that we're going to pray about now. We're going to thank God for what we've heard from his word. We're going to thank God for Christmas and ask for his help to remember Jesus. And we're going to pray for our church family here in Railway Street. Maybe you can point to the pictures in the sheet as we pray for those things. And Heather is going to come and lead us in those prayers.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, we thank you that we can call you our Father if we know you as your children. Lord, we just thank you for your word, which has reminded us this morning that when we put our trust in Jesus, we become a child of God. And all those privileges that you give to us as children of a Father. And Lord, we just thank you especially for the meaning of Christmas. We thank you that the Lord Jesus came to live among us as if he was in a tent right beside us. Lord, we thank you that he is Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you for the excitement of Christmas, and we pray that you would give each of us a good time with our families, with our friends, and as we celebrate in various different ways, but especially, Lord, we pray that you will help us to remember that the real meaning of Christmas is that God himself came to the earth as the baby Jesus who grew up to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we just thank you for Advent. And Lord, as we look out onto our world, there are many things for which we would pray, and we just remember especially those in our church family today who need our prayers particularly. Lord, your word says this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice in it. But there are some today who are finding it very difficult to rejoice, and we pray especially for those who are very sad, for those who are very worried, and Lord, for any who are anxious for whatever reason, we pray that you yourself will help them to rejoice in you and to know that you care deeply for them. And Lord, we pray too, as we think of your word also says that my soul waits for the Lord. And Lord, there are people in our congregation who are waiting just now, and we pray your help for them. We think of some who are waiting for exam results or test results, and we think of children who are waiting anxiously for Christmas to come. Lord, we pray for all of us who are in that waiting period, that we might know that you have our future in your hands and that we might wait without anxiousness. And then, Lord, we know too that the Lord Jesus himself told us to love one another as we love ourselves and to love our neighbours as ourselves. We just thank you for this church family. And we pray that increasingly we will be able to know what it is to love each other and to really deeply care for each other. And we just pray that we might have that sense of unity among us and that we might learn how to maintain that. And so as your family, Lord, and as your children, we pray together in the words of the Lord's Prayer as we say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you to those who have taken part in this morning's worship. Thank you to Ryan. Please do stay behind for tea and coffee through in the link where all ages will continue to meet together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us through your word today. Please send us out through the power of your Holy Spirit to live for you and reflect you as your children wherever you have placed us. In Jesus' name, amen.